Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference record, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic family. Today is Monday, October 26, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. And it's Monday. I don't have no 800 number. I don't have an appointment. I don't have no money in the bank. It's today is going to be something different. It's going to be called Miserable Monday. How about that one? Now, guys, everything's good. The bankers are still at the bank. They're highly upset, just like me and you. They're mad they had to work all weekend and nothing happened. They're mad they're sitting there right now and nothing's happening because everybody was told that it would happen. This was the weekend. They wanted it done by Monday. So actually, they're still there. DC and everything says things still moving forward. They're delayed for a little bit, but still moving forward. The rates are still blacked out. So they can't see them there at the banks. But we have people at exchange centers. We have people at the call centers. And life goes on. Now, we fully knew, because I know some of you are feeling bad and miserable, worried over the weekends, that the rioters were going to start. So yesterday they said they had hundreds out there. Today they said they had thousands out there. There were incidents, but mostly the security guards were the ones getting hurt. 9 of them so far, but they were using restraint, letting people throw projectiles at them, everything. Some of Iran or Maliki's guys actually threw hand grenades at them, so that part did get started. But today, right now, it's peaceful. They are sitting in. Some of them are starting to sit in, not go home. So they're here the whole time. So it's just what we said. It's the beginning, and we'll have to see where it is in 8 days if they actually let it go 8 days, how far it grows. But everything else is still positive. They said they had to vote on one law. We still shouldn't have anything to do with the RV, as far as I think, but it's a financial law. They did one reading Saturday, doing one reading today, and they said it would take them 6 days to take the vote, which would take us where? All the way to November the 1st. If it has anything to do with it, which I don't think they need, because reform already states everything. The 2021 budget states everything, and this could go at any moment, is what we're told. There is, unfortunately for you guys, going to be updates given out this evening in a time frame of what to expect, but it's going to be after the call, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. All right, maybe, just maybe, you know, Ray will put a little hint in the form or something so everybody don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. Let's get. Huh?
I said, yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Let's get started.
Okay. Let's see. 134th member says, you expect everyone will have to sign an NDA no matter the rate they receive. Did we address that one before?
No, I don't. Yeah, no. Everyone will not have to sign the NDA. That is a legitimate transfer of currency. It's going to be public. Anybody can see it. The only people that should be signing NDAs are those who get above the published rate. Now, rate and interest rate, those are the two things the bank's not going to want you to give up. All right, what's next?
All right. I've told you guys before about asking us questions and crap you got from somewhere else. We're not here to verify somebody else's information. We're giving you the information that we receive. So I'm going to go to Dr. Pete. Now, that was to Sandman. Well, Dr. Pete says, since October the 25th has come and gone, and the threat of civil unrest and rioting did not motivate them to RV, what's next? It seems that whatever crisis or imperative that we think is important to precipitate this event always falls short of the mark.
So that was it?
What's next? Yeah, what do you feel is the next window? And I'd already said what's next in this question, so well, that's how it ended.
Yeah,
what's,
I
what
got
do you feel is the next one?
That was it, because it made sense. And we always talked about common sense, uncommon, which they obviously have uncommon sense, but it made sense for that to be the benchmark, and nobody would let any of this get started. So here's our options. The what they're waiting to vote on is a financial law if they can borrow to pay the rest of the currencies throughout the year. If that, in fact, is what they're waiting on, which they're going to do it regardless, because they're going to pay people, or it's all going to hell. They want to get that passed before they tell what the rate is, because the rate's not going to change either way, guys. They already know what the rate's going to be. It was already in the budget before, because they didn't need to do. And I'm sure the fact that whether they're going to borrow money or not doesn't have anything to do with the rate, because they're just going to borrow however much they need. But right now, that is the only time frame, the only thing out there that they're even discussing, looking at, or have a date to do anything with. So our real question was it their intention to do this on the first the whole time? And they're willing to gamble with the 25th through the first, just to make it go at, you know, the end of the month or beginning of the month? Was it their intention to do this at the first the whole time because of what we were hearing in D.C. last week? Was that the administration wanted it right before the election or on election day? Because as we get through the first, that's exactly what's happening. You know, whether it's that day or the second, and RV starts, are people distracted? Are they going to the bank instead of the polls? I mean, if that comes out to be the way that it is, both of them, or Iraq, what reason would they need to wait? They read it on Saturday. They're reading it today. But then it says it takes 6 more days for us to do the last reading and take a vote. Well, I don't know why it took 2 days between 1 and 2, but it takes 6 days for 3. But it does put them right at the end of the month. On the 25th yesterday, 6 days, October 31st, that means something could happen on the 1st. But those are the only two things that we can clearly see, really only one of them. The other one we've heard, but we also heard yesterday from D.C., and I hope y'all know what I'm talking about when I say from D.C. or where. They said it was just going to go. Everybody expected it yesterday. The banks that are having meetings with Treasury, which is multiple banks doing multiple calls a day now, New York, New Jersey, Florida, talking to them and saying, let's get it done, let's get it done, let's get it started, which they fully thought they would. And these are our top-tier banks who thought this was going over the weekend and brought all their people in. But they're still there. Secondary banks are still there. Everybody's still ready to go. And it could still happen tomorrow. So that's the overall picture of where we are, and that's all we're going to know until after the calls today and around this afternoon, around 5 or 6, we should have the update and the updated plan which will be either tomorrow or the first, I think. That's where we're at. All right, what's next?
I'm tempted to say the same thing I said to Sandman, but this one might have a little relevance since you've been pushing Dong so much, Tony. This person says, I heard over the weekend that Vietnam's economy is doing so well that their currency could possibly stand on its own and be in a second basket. Wasn't sure what that meant. What's your comment?
Well, all I can tell you is somebody's opinion, because right now it's in the first basket and the rate is there and we already know what it is, and everybody at the exchange center is being trained to exchange at that rate. So that's all I can tell you. They're not being moved at this late date to a different basket. Who would that make sense to? Just think about it. If we all know it, we all know what the rate is right now, and then they're going to turn around and move it to a second basket and let us know and think everybody in the world who just got paid is not going to go buy it. I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody. They're not going to broadcast it like that, project it like that, or give us all these great numbers and then say, oh, now you can stand on your own. So we'll do you next year, next month, whatever, and create not 1,000 millionaires, but 5-10,000 billionaires. Because that's what we all would be, right? That make any sense?
I would.
So think it through. Think it through when people start saying stuff to you. Doesn't make sense. All right, go ahead. What's next?
Red says, what was the last chance game leaders told that caused them to stand down and not riot?
What were they told?
Right, to cause them to stand down and not riot.
Well, I don't know that they're not rioting. I don't know they're not part of that group. They just said once they start, they wasn't going to stop until the reforms came about, which they may very well be. You guys got to realize, and maybe you don't know it. I think we have a link for it. Anyway, Al Kazemi did a great speech this weekend. He went through the whole history of what's been going on in Iraq, what's right, what's wrong, who it is, and what we're going to do to fix it. He let them know we've already started the reforms. We've changed the laws. We've put everything in position. I mean, he went through that. The jobs are coming, it's coming. The majority of it is not effective till the 1st of January because it's in the 21 budget. But he's telling them, we've changed the laws. We've changed banking. Our one thing we have to do right now is cut off the currency again where they're selling the currency. So we'll go back, and I'll try and post it so you guys can read it. It was a great speech, a great thing of telling people that we are fighting through the corruption is what it said. It said this time we have to do it even harder. There's less resistance, but we have to do it harder. So it was a great speech. I don't know that it stopped all the violence because, again, we know Maliki and Iran are going to try to make it violent. The one great thing I think he said was the security forces used restraint. The security forces weren't out there shooting people like they were before, and they're not letting the militia at this moment shoot innocent people either. So that's the difference so far. All right, what's next?
Okay. Red continues. Do you know if the Kurds have had their currency increased in the last few days?
Has their currency increased?
Yes, that's the question.
No. If they did, I would think the whole country. Now, we know some individuals did because this was supposed to go. We know they did last week on their cards. And they're out of the country because this was supposed to go. But I don't know anything about the Kurds in Kurdistan is a majority no.
Country Girl 2002 says, I have a group of eight others who also own currency, family and friends who all know each other, but in various locations. Will I be able to call or email any type of info, Hostar V, not the rate I got, but general guidelines or conversations about wisest way to make this last for generations, those types of things? Sure.
Absolutely. Nobody can stop you from advising people, helping people. Your NDA is going to say, don't give out this rate or this interest rate that we gave you. Don't give out our agreement information. Anything else you can absolutely do. And I already told you how to go around the NDA. If you get 50 cents, you can say 45 cents or better. Doesn't mean you told what you got. If you get $2, you can put $2 plus. Doesn't mean what you have, but people know. People should get the general idea enough that they can make their plan. And matter of fact, they should already have a plan or they plan in the field. If they wait until after they go get their money to come up with a plan, it's a little late then. All right, what's next?
Eight says, please refresh my mature memory on asking for the interest that we ask for the money we leave in the bank. I know to ask for a high interest, 20%, etc. What can we expect on the compounding time, day, week, month, or year?
I have no idea what you guys can expect. That's your negotiating skills that's going to go into effect there. You have to ask for what you want and negotiate. I can't tell everybody what number to go after, what makes sense, or how to get paid out. And it's going to vary depending on how much currency you have or how many dollars you end up with. So that's something you have to do on your own.
19 says, I have a friend who is about 80 and has a 500,000 dong note. What is the best way for setting her up for life? Talk to the wealth manager when you do the exchange. Well, 500K, I don't think she's going to see a wealth manager. Well, they might. You might still get a chance to see a wealth manager.
500,000, even if you got $2, which I don't think you will, so let's not even do it. You're going to be in the lower end, end up with $250,000 or maybe $500,000. I don't know what you can do to set her up for life because I don't know what she's doing. She's 80 years old. I think he said she. I don't know how much she planned on spending. Because, you know, some 80-year-olds can spend $100,000 every 6 months and some can't. Because I know a 92-year-old lives in L.A. and her favorite spot is the casino. And she will go. I mean, she does. So it depends. I don't know. Lifestyle, life goals. Not a lot. Well, I was going to say, not a lot you could do with $500,000 for a lifetime. But then again, it depends on your lifestyle. Unless Ray want to tell you something. Because you're not getting a high interest on $500,000, guys. You're not getting 10% or not even getting 5%, 1%, because they know you're going to spend it. And even if you spent 50%, $250,000, is no different than what people are doing every day. So don't look for the high interest rate, the returns, or anything else at that level. Just go get your money. All right, what's next?
Spend it.
You see, spend it.
I said then, don't spend it.
Oh.
Learn some ways to put it to work. Because, you know, a lot of folks are going to spend money as soon as they get through this exchange. Even though against. wisest counsel, but still, no, some are going to do it. It's a numbers thing. All right, Few says, on September 11, 2019, there was a news story out of Dubai about $450 billion of Maliki's money being seized. Has any of that money been returned to Iraq that we know of?
I don't know anything about any of it being returned to Iraq. Even if it was seized, frozen, they still have to go through the court systems and everything else like any other country to get it back. So while it may happen in the future, I don't know anything about it already being returned to the country. I think they'd make a big deal of it while they were going after him. You guys got to remember, he's a politician. He's one of their ministers. And he's already said he's running for prime minister in June. He's already said he's going to run again to be the prime minister. So it may still be difficult to try to get him yet. All right, what's next?
California Sugar says, does the borrowing law need to be passed before the rate can be changed? And when is the second reading for the borrowing law?
The second reading was supposed to be today, I think, during today's session. And then they said they need 6 days for the third one, or to take the vote, which would put us right at October 31st or the 1st of November. That's what I was saying in my opening comments. I don't know why you can do the first two in 2 days, but you need 6 days to do the last one.
Right.
Anyway.
Angels E says,
I can't hear you.
Okay. How about them?
Yeah.
Can my checking and or savings account be set up as an overnight sweep account?
As an overnight sweep account for who? Guys,
for
you
her.
Don't get paid on sweep accounts. The bank gets paid on sweep accounts, not you. Go ahead. What's next?
Okay, Luna Azel says, do the articles in the forum about Iraq have impact on the RV?
What'd you say?
Do the articles in the forum about Iraq have an impact on the RV? I don't know which articles they're referring to.
Well, me either. That's the best thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm telling what people put in the forum. All right.
So you didn't put nothing in there because you said you didn't. So I don't know what article you're talking about. So if they could come back and ask you again, be more specific, I'll try to answer the question.
Okay. Smitty76 says, when we negotiate an interest rate, should we also be negotiating for a specific compounding time frame? Weekly, monthly, quarterly? Yes, if you can. Nothing
yeah,
meets
we
a
already
failure.
Had that question already.
All
right. Yep.
Okay, Dr. Pete says, is Texas where they need to be?
Well, they're not at the bank, if that's what you're asking. But it's Texas. So. No, they are not at their locations. Haven't been all weekend. Where everybody else has, they have not.
All right, we're going to the board for live callers. 208 area code. You are on.
And good morning, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Do we have any real idea as to who or what is holding up the RV?
Do we have any real idea? Do we know 100%? No. Do we think is everything I've been discussing on the call so far? Yes. Either the administration wants it on the first, they're trying to get this borrowing law done, which they still push to the first, or we'll know this evening after the conference calls, and we could possibly see it tomorrow. That's all we know. Nobody's giving us the exact moment, date, or anything else.
If you do get information after the call today, will you forward it on to us?
Well, I asked Ray. I said, maybe Ray will put it in the form. I forgot what he said. I think he said, nope, I'm not going to do that. But no. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right,
take
you
care.
Too. Thank you, sir.
404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Hope my volume levels okay again. I'm having issues with my phone. One of my first purchases once this does happen, better phone. The timing that you were talking about with respect to my notes here, your expected call, you said 5 to 6 p.m. Tony, is that your time frame or is that Eastern today, Eastern time zone?
Eastern.
Okay. And my notes here were saying that you were kind of looking at it that it could be either tomorrow or November 1, not so much as a window. Or should we still consider it as potential window?
Okay. We'll know a window or an update on the plan this evening. But
right
now, they are still sitting at the bank, the majority. Because some aren't, I'll tell you guys that. No, I shouldn't say that. They all are today. Yesterday, they sent some people home early. Saturday, they sent some people home early because they knew it wasn't going to happen. Today, everybody is there because it still could happen. Could happen this evening. Could happen, 1 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning. But we don't know yet. All we know is everybody's still there. Everybody's ready to go. And everybody's sitting there pissed off because they are pissed off this morning. They're mad. Their whole weekend was ruined. They had to go through all that and still nothing happened. But it could. The only time frames we can look at is what they're saying about the borrowing law. And they're not saying it has anything to do with the RV, the exchange rate, anything else. They're just saying this is all we're concerned with right now. Is the borrowing law so we can pay the salaries because nobody's been paid. Nobody's been paid for this month. So they're waiting to do that. They're going to do it at the end of the month. That's the only thing we could just open our eyes and see. What we have heard, again, is that this administration wants it closer to the vote for whatever reason they do. So I'll have to get back into that. Which again would be the same time frame, the first or the second. So hopefully that's our window and it happens in there. But again, this evening, hopefully we'll get an update and we can narrow that down.
Okay. You know, another thing that carries like a November 1 time frame, and it's been a long time since we were really watching it like hawks, but it's the UN operational rate page, which is saying that the publishing date is the 29th, with then going into effect on the 1st. So is that having any correlation to any of this stuff or the fact that we haven't been watching it that closely for some time that we should just continue not monitoring that anymore?
Well, I don't think they're going to broadcast it before it happens. So we're not going to see it on the rates on the 29th and then come out on the 1st. So, no, I'm not concerned with it. It could still be a good time frame, and they could delay printing it. But, no, I'm not paying attention to it right now.
Okay. I was looking at it more from the standpoint that all the rates go into effect on the 1st, they could end up, you know, having the new rate coming out on the 1st and just come back with, oh, we forgot to tell you on the publishing time frame that that was what we were going to do. Please forgive us. And, you know, the act's already been done. But I was adding the November 1 as yet another date in your November 1 time frame thing. 10 days from whenever
right.
this insanity comes to an end, we know that that's our TNT.
Okay,
I'm going to
say it makes sense. But think about this. If they do, it's not just one country that's going to change that day. So they have to go back and make multiple corrections, multiple markers, if they in fact do that. Not saying that they won't. And you're right, it is something else pointing at the 1st. But it would have to be done multiple times. So let's see what happens.
Details. We just want this over with. 10 days from that, that's our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. Be it wherever it's going to be, it looks like it's going to be going into November. But with that, I'll let you go on to your next caller. Appreciate all you do for
okay.
us, guys.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
512 area code. You are on.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic.
Super fantastic. How are you?
Great. Just have one question. Since there is always a possibility that this thing could stretch out beyond the election date, since they're predicting so close to it, if it does, would Iraq have to go back and redo the original plan in order to allow this thing to happen? Or would we proceed with the plan that's already in place?
I'm pretty sure the plan is the plan. Nothing else is going to have to be done. As far as that, they just need to activate it. I don't know why they would have to go back to redo anything. They've already set the rate. They've already got their budget. You see, we're not even hearing about the 2021 budget anymore. They're not arguing about it, voting on it, or anything else. It's like they forgot it was even due for some reason because everything's already done. They just need to make an announcement and get it started.
Okay, then. That was my question for today. Thank you, guys, and have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 281.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How are you guys
Hi
doing
there.
Today?
Hi there. Greetings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I do have a question, and it was about the 2021 budget. I forgot what time or what date in November it was supposed to be activated or become live or whatever. Do you know that date, Tony, for the 2021 budget, and if so, is that the one that has the rate in it versus the white paper? Does that budget have the rate in it?
Yeah, let me see. I think they said they wanted to have the budget done by the 15th of November is when they
November.
Wanted to publish the budget. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in that budget, we should absolutely see the rate. As it goes through,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be adjusted.
Yeah. So I was wondering, since we have not seen this yet, are they actually waiting on that particular budget to come out? And will it be toward the middle of November? And even if it goes past the elections, I know I have asked you this question about that, and you said that Biden, if he happens to win, would not be in office until, you know, January something, and Trump still could release it before then. So we would still not have an issue still wanting to release this before he gets out of office if he happens to not be reelected. So seems like everything is adding up. So we'll see what happens because the other budget is coming out. So, and that's all my questions. Can you guys believe that? Wow.
Wow. No, we can't believe that. Matter of fact, Today is the first time ever you only asked one question and you gave three answers. Well, okay.
See that? I try to do good, and there you go.
Okay, then. That was different.
I'm going to get off before I ask another one, because I do. I could ask some more now, but I'm going to go ahead and leave. So.
All right.
We'll
have a good day.
Thank you.
Guys.
All right.
Bye.
615 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony Tone. Hey, Ray Ray. This is 615. Ray Ray. I know your name is Ray Ren, but your nickname is Ray Ray.
No, my name is Ray Ren, and my nickname is Ray Ren.
Okay. Y'all can talk about it on that after call. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so. I want to know, were any of you guys around when I think they had said Kuwait reevaluated their money? And if so, is this the same process? Did they go like back and forth in between?
No. So, what you need to do, I think, would be really good for you is to either Google or somebody will send it to us before we get off the call because we've got plenty of time left. New York Times and New York Post story about Kuwait revaluing their currency because they explain when they did it, why they did it, everything in there for you. The situations were much different as Iraq invaded Kuwait and we devalued their currency. The difference here is we invaded Iraq and destroyed their government and their country. That didn't happen in Kuwait. Their government was still in place. Their finances were still in place. Their laws were still in place. So basically the only thing that had to be done was to reinstate their currency. They didn't have to go through everything Iraq is going through. They didn't have all the corruption. They didn't have Iran's influence. They didn't have all the money laundering and all those things. So it was a simpler process. And the most important thing was our government kept it a secret before they did it. And only those in the know knew about it, not everybody else. So it was a lot easier to do than Iraq.
Okay, so I got another question. What's up with the reading and then the rereading and then the rereading of these papers? I'm like totally lost. Why do you have to reread the documents over and over and over? I'm confused. Like, if you read them,
well,
if they read
them. Let me ask you a question. A question for a question. How come I have to answer the same question over and over and over again when I already answered it?
You know already answered my question?
No, not your question. Questions during the whole time. The reason is because there's a different level of understanding, and every time you reread something, or just like you hear an answer, the second time it clicks. Oh, yeah, what about this? What about that? So they give each person three opportunities. Read it. Do you understand it? Yep, got it. Second time, read it. Do you understand? Yeah, but I didn't understand this last time, but I got it this time. And then the third time, this is your third time. You have any questions, any arguments, do you fully understand? Everybody says yes, then let's vote on it. And they vote. If our politicians did that more often, I was going to say it'd be smoother, but we probably wouldn't get nothing done. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. That's
okay, so
it.
Then
and that's their law, huh?
Okay, and that's fine, I guess. It sucks, but it's fine. So, it's not really a question; it's just your opinion. Because, see, I don't know how long I can hold off my bill collectors. Is this thing going to happen before the end of the year? Your opinion.
My opinion is it should have happened yesterday. But my opinion, again, is, yeah, I absolutely feel that it is. Even if it went to the end of the month, it's going to be over before then, one way or the other. Because I don't think they can take the people rioting for two more months and think they're not going to destroy it. Because even though yesterday was supposedly peaceful, and now they're, you know, starting their sit-in and putting their tents again, 10 days from now, 20 days from now, I don't think it's going to be that way. And they shouldn't either, because they've gone through this before. That's how the last government was toppled. And it took from October to November, what, we're in the middle of November, December, when he gave up, because he went to hell. Same thing will happen right here if they don't do the right thing. So we'll see.
Okay, so, okay, I'm sorry, I had another point. It just came up. I had wrote three down, but then another one stopped in. So if they having problems with paying their salaries, how are they, it's like, I would think that the reevaluation would handle that problem. So it's like, if they having problems with paying their salaries at the little pennies that they being paid right now, then how are they going to even, I guess I'm assuming that how this is going to happen is we will go in, we will exchange, we'll get our U.S. notes, and then at that time, Iraq will then have to, I guess, exchange with the Treasury. And they'll be having to give the Treasury, you know, U.S., I don't know, but it seems like it's a lot of money. So if they're having problems paying a salary, how is that going to pay out everybody else?
Okay. So this is what happens for everybody who's new and don't know and haven't been here for a while. So everybody understand the process. When the revaluation occurs and we all take our currency into the bank, and we get green dollars for pink, orange, and blue dollars. We're going to get green dollars. Their currency is going to go to the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury is going to take all that currency we're turning in and put it in a vault. And over the next 30 years, they're going to use that currency to buy oil from Iraq. They're not shipping all the money to Iraq. The U.S. is making a profit on this and in doing it from us and there and from Iraq. They're getting paid on both sides. So we come up. Iraq revalues their currency. It just has more buying power. That's all. So where that one dinar note couldn't buy a loaf of bread, it could buy 10 loaves of bread now for that same note. So it has more buying power. They're going to, in their new rules and budget, everything, reduce all the top people's salary, take that money and give it back to the citizens, put it in the coffers. They're stopping all of the smuggling at the borders, the corruption. They're getting all that money back and giving it to the citizens. During the revaluation, they have the HCL carbon law, where now the citizens will get paid directly from all the oil that's produced in their country. So now they have even more money coming in. So they get paid more, they get a percentage, and their money is worth more is what's going to happen in Iraq. Now, Iraq said we still don't have the money yet. They don't. But that's where all the investors come in. That's where all the countries who have promised to give them $100 million, $80 billion, you know, or everything else that they've signed for with all these different countries. That's when all that money starts coming in and changes their economy. So that's how it's going to happen, and that's when it happens. Once they announce the budget and the revaluation, the money will start to flow.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I understand it now.
Thank you, ma'am.
I got one more question. Wait a minute, right, right?
Wait, I was saying.
Yeah, you just lost that one more question right then, because that's the biggest form of disrespect you can do is when I correct you on my name and then you still say it wrong. I'm taking it as a slap in the face and disrespect.
Okay, so I'm
you
sorry, Ray. 360,
you are next.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt here.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Good morning.
How are you?
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. And I would say ditto from here. I'm still surviving, not working, and feeling good about not sitting in a truck, but sitting in a rocking chair in the sunlight, even though it's only 34 degrees. But anyway, Tony, I guess the one thing that I'm not understanding about what's going on right now and why it seems to be a recurring theme is that the auctions, they've been auctioning again, which means they're stealing. And I don't understand when they said the auctions were stopped and then all of a sudden they're started again. And they stop and they start and they stop and they start. So why is it that Kazemi is allowed, in your opinion, why do you think that this continuation of the auctions is happening?
They can legitimately stop the auctions until they have the entire banking system and laws under control, which they do not. Now, they have, like they said, caught some people, made some changes. But until then, Iraqis still need to eat, right? Clothes, still need to do business. And they're doing that business with Iran. So until they change that, can you guys hear me or there's an echo or something?
We hear you. There is a little echo, but I don't know why.
Yeah,
it
you
might
too.
Be that Walt has a
speakerphone.
What? No, I'm sorry, that was just a little humor. Is that better?
That's okay. Yeah. But until they change, you know, like they were complaining about agriculture and stuff that they're buying from Iran when they should be buying it from themselves. But they can't be a standalone economy yet. So they stopped it while they were going after the corrupt banks and bankers and that. They shut it down to see. They started it again probably because of the things they need in their economy. Once the vote is going, it will go away forever. But even that, and he has stated in his speech on Saturday, is not going to be easy. And people have to be prepared for what's going to come with it. So that's the only reason I can see. He's now in charge of the CBI. CBI is in charge of the bank, so they can stop it whenever they want. But they know if you don't let, you know, people at least have a meal a day, meal a week, then they're going to start robbing, killing, and taking it. That's all. So he's doing it slowly, methodically, giving a little, taking a lot. Shutting down the bank a little bit at a time, the exchange locations, and creating legitimate ones. It can't all just happen overnight, and everybody knows that.
Okay. Well, then I guess we still wait, and that'll be the plan. I'm mystified by that. The continuation of that particular part of their process, and it's still being tolerated. So anyway. I guess we still wait, and I don't believe I heard you mention Texas is still waiting, right? I mean, I didn't even hear Bus Lady ask about them.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, somebody else did before. I said, they did not go in on a weekend. They are not in now. They are not participating yet.
And that'll be the big news, I guess, when that happens. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day. I appreciate it very much. It's the start of a new week. So
we're still going through it
to get to it.
That's right.
Take care.
It'll be a joyous thing when we do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okie doke. Thanks a lot, guys.
Alrighty. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we have Mike.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday, Miami 23. Now we will hear from 610.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And this is the long version. It's another Dynamite Day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, we have a new address that you can send your donations to. It is $TNTSuper. That's $TNTSuper. And please remember to capitalize $TNTSuper all the way through in order to have your donations relayed electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And always remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. That takes us to 972, Danny in Dallas.
Yes, sir. Danny in Dallas. Oh, my. We made it through the weekend, fellas. I guess there's more to be thankful for. Listen, Tony, got a quick one for you. You had Ray mentioned a question from one of the write-in guys about sweep accounts. You educated us on this, and that is an amazing situation. There happens to be a radio advertisement here in the Dallas area, and they advertise, we got all these things going, these things in, and one of the first things that they mention is sweep accounts. So I am curious. I haven't checked on it yet, but that fellow's question prompted me, and I will check on it and report back to you. That would be an amazing situation. I'm sure it's a commercial rather than personal account, but I wanted to mention that just in passing.
Okay. You do that, and you let us know. If there's any way at all, we all can get 1% a night on our money. We are all in. I'm telling you. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for the education, and I'll do my part on this end. It occurs to me, we also had that question about, you know, was this the same process we're going through now as what happened in Kuwait? What's going on now, it seems to me, Tony, is an enormously larger magnitude of money. And here we are spending trillions a month, it seems, in our current situation. Maybe a grand orchestration, not necessarily by our politicians, but who knew this was going to happen for whatever reason. And now we're looking at, I could imagine, it could be just many, many times the benefit to the U.S. from Kuwait. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. So remember this. Hold it. Mute out for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So everybody understand this. The difference in Kuwait and Iraq is Kuwait had a government and knew who was going to control the money and their society. Iraq does not. First of all, in Iraq, when we started this, remember, oil was over $100 a barrel. So it was going to be way more money than it is now. Over $100 a barrel and was going to be worth it. The problem was they didn't know who was going to be in control with it. The U.S. wanted to control it. And we had people over there getting the oil wells, getting the money, bagging it up, burying it. Iraq wanted to control it. After all, it was their currency, but they were controlling all the U.S. dollars over there. Iran wanted to control it because they thought this was their time to take over. Kuwait didn't have to go through any of that. They just had to reinstate their currency because we put their government back in as soon as we moved Iraq out. So they had none of the challenges that Iraq has and none of the corruption that Iraq has. They don't go through leaders every 3-4 years like the U.S. does. So their policies doesn't change. So it was practically night and day what happened in Kuwait and what happened here. Okay, let me hear what Danny got to say.
All right.
Thank you, Ray. I was reminded when our community friend there that was naming you the wrong way got cut off. I remember experiencing that same thing, so I hope she doesn't feel bad about that. I don't remember now why you cut me off, but you specified a legitimate reason, and you do have the button. So that's funny. Yeah, I appreciate that explanation, Tony. I think it helps the whole community. You know, whether we hoped last week that they would be gathering and this would end, but we also knew that they were gathering, and that could have been for a celebration or it could have been for a riot. My daughter called and said, I can imagine what's going on. She said all these Bedouin-type people bringing their goat herds into town and setting up tents in the squares and stuff like that. I don't think probably that's an accurate description. But these people are serious. They want to get paid. So You know, I don't know that I wouldn't be right there with them if I were in the same situation. But that's all I got to bring to the table now. So we'll just we hope that last Friday was the final Friday. Maybe not so much. We'll see. We'll see. But thank you for what you do, fellas.
Yep.
Gotta go.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
754 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray, from finally sunny Florida after a month of rain.
Right.
I have a couple of questions. Back to when was the write-in questions and people asked about the interest rate and how we are going to get, you said we will determine it when we go in for our exchange. So my question concerning that is, if you, when you exchange, should you be telling them at the exchange, this is what I need per month or per year? Will that determine whether you're on daily interest, monthly, quarterly, or will that have nothing to do with it at all?
It had nothing to do with it at all. You're going to go in, and he's going to offer you an interest rate. You're either going to accept it or say, nope, this is what I'm looking for, and I'd like to get paid monthly instead of quarterly, and it's going to be what it's going to be. So, you know, people make a mistake, what you just mentioned, all the time. Because it's a mistake. Because they go to a car dealership and they say, I want to buy this car, but I don't want my car payment to be more than $250. And he says, okay, $250 is your number? Then let me give you this car and charge you 22% interest. We're still under your $250. Or you could have bargained for 13% interest and got $248. But once you give me your number, everything else is up to me. I could stretch it out from 4 years to 6 years. As long as I stay under your $250, that's all you see. That's all you care about. If you go to a bank and say, hey, man, I just need $50,000 a month. It's, oh, man, I can do that. I can give you 5% interest on all your money, and you get $50,000 a month, and you're happy, right? Don't make
I understand
mistake.
Now. Okay. Okay. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was last week, my brother, who is now living down here, called his banker at Chase. And he had told her about this, and she went and bought Dong when he first got here a year and a half ago. And he's went to try to buy $7 million more. And what happened was she said, let me call you back. It's off our screens, and we don't have any. And 48 hours later, she called him back to say she went up the ladder and was told, we don't have it, we won't have it, something's about to happen, and we can't discuss it with you. So if this is now reaching down that low on the totem pole, wouldn't you think that we're about to happen? And before you answer, the same thing happened at a money exchange center here in South Florida, in an exceptionally large mall where I bought my dinar. Their answer was, we don't have dong, we won't have dong, the value is about to change. So where are these people getting their information, and do you think it's as close as they're saying it is?
Okay, so are you talking about CXI in Florida?
No, it's called Cameo Exchange. It's in Sunrise, Florida, at the huge Sawgrass Mall. No, they said
okay.
They won't have it because the value is about to change.
And a lot of people know it. So I think the CXI here in Concord still has some, just for you guys who want to know. So here's the thing. Yeah, the closer we get to it, the more it's getting down. And they're having to tell their people something if everybody's trying to order it. But I think they're all, the currency exchangers, the banks, everybody's getting their information from listening to TNT. That's what I think. No, I'm just messing. Listen, they're getting their information from the treasuries, from the calls that they're doing. And more conference calls that they do, the more excited they get and the closer they know that it is. So it's definitely going to happen. But let me tell you, two different banks, and Chase was one of them, too. Exactly what they were concerned with happened. They had a member worked at the bank for years. This has been not happening. All of a sudden, it is happening. What do you mean all this time? It wasn't real, and now it's real? And I'm supposed to sit here and not go get some? They quit. And it got some. And that's what they've always been concerned about and what they will be until it gets out. So while it is getting to certain people because it's wearing everybody down, it hasn't gotten to all of them. Because believe me, if you go in your branch and there's 20 people there and they all find out that the dong's really going and the dinar's really going, they have a meeting and every one of them don't quit that evening, I can show you 20 idiots, for real. I mean, they don't figure out how to get that currency that day. They cannot walk in there and say, guys, this is going to happen. It's going to revalue. It's going to be this rate, and it's going to be 15 days from now. Now, can somebody give you 15 days advance notice that you could spend $100 and make $1 million and you not walk out the door? Not me. So they're going to still try and keep as long as they can. All right?
Yeah, and my final question with this possibly November 1st possibility, if this does happen prior to the election, would the president put out a public announcement about all this money he has now gotten for the country to help his reelection, or will it still be kept under wraps? Only we will know that it's revalued.
Only we're ever going to know. There's never going to be a public announcement about the deal that the U.S. made to revalue Iraq's currency and how many multimillionaires and billionaires they made off of another country's back. That's never going to happen. How many people got rich off our soldiers going to war over there dying? That is never, ever going to be public because it wasn't supposed to be about the money. It wasn't supposed to be about the oil. It was supposed to be about freeing people who still aren't free, who still have no government, who still live under corruption, who are still starving. It was all about the money and the oil, and they're never going to let JQ public know about that. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Thank you very much, both of you, for taking my call. And have a great miserable Monday, as you were calling it. And let's hope we could be getting to that wealth Wednesday again. All right. Speak to you then.
Okay.
I'm chiming off for the next caller. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
514 area code. You are on.
Is that 514?
That's correct.
Is that 514?
That's you.
Oh, okay. Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me properly?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for everything that you've done for us in the past and what you're doing for us now and what you're going to do for us in the future. We really appreciate it. This is your friendly person calling from Canada.
Oh,
can you hear me a little better?
I didn't
better?
Know they
have
friendly people in
now?
Canada.
What?
I said I didn't know they had friendly people in Canada, but anyway. No, let me say this. Wait.
Are you kidding
wait,
me? You're the most friendly people around. What are you talking about?
You absolutely
we're
are.
Friendly.
I was going to say, let me correct that so you guys know. I went to Canada. Me and I'm sitting in the park I just got to throw this out there. People just walk up to you and just start talking to you and offer you beer and stuff and want to take you home and invite you to parties. It absolutely is the friendliest place I've ever been. So I'll just make I'm the friendliest place I've ever been.
Well,
all right, go ahead.
We appreciate the feedback. Okay, so I want to just tell you my situation. And I've called you a couple of years ago, I think, and told you something similar. But I am a Canadian living in Canada. I'm a Canadian citizen. And I am not an American citizen, although I have a bank account in New Jersey with Wells Fargo. And I've had it for about 6 or 7 years. Not a terribly active account, but I suppose active enough. And I have both foreign currency here in Canada where I live, and I also have foreign currency in the United States near where my bank is in where my bank is in New Jersey. Much of the foreign currency that I have is in New Jersey, and I also have I have a layaway, you know, for a fair amount of foreign currency. And the question is, first of all, you know, we've got this this virus around, you know, but I believe that I'm able to go into to fly into States, but when I come back to Canada, I have to quarantine for 14 days. So what I'm thinking is when this happens, and I personally believe that this will happen very close to the U.S. election on November the 3rd or very soon after the election. That's my opinion. And I really believe that Donald Trump will be reelected by a considerable amount of votes that people aren't really counting on, so to speak. But anyway, where my layaway is, it's in one of the southern states, which is quite a ways from New Jersey. What I want to know is, the Iraqi dinars that I have in the United States on layaway, and I have Vietnamese dong on layaway also. Can I like fly to where it is in Indiana and deposit my foreign currency as foreign currency in a Wells Fargo bank in Indiana? If number one, is that possible? And
no,
because you know what?
No,
it is not possible.
No,
they won't keep it. So that means if it's not possible, that means that I have to somehow get that foreign currency when I pay it off, because I'm going to be exchanging my foreign currency in Canada first in order to be able to pay off those two layaways in the States. So if I can't do that, that means that somehow I have to get my foreign currency that's in Indiana to New Jersey, where I have my bank account there. Now, like I said, I'm not an American citizen. I'm a Canadian citizen who's had a U.S. bank account, and I have a U.S. Social Security number, a legal U.S. Social Security number, a U.S. Social Security number, and like I said, I have the account in New Jersey at Wells Fargo. So, number one, would there be any issues in exchanging my foreign currency in the United States, because I do have a bank account in a U.S. bank? So that's one question.
Was there a question in there somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah, there was a question. The question is I'm not going to be able to
exchange
I'm
in
not
the U.S.
citizen.
Yes, but you don't. You should be okay. You have a U.S. bank account already established. You have a social security number, so you're okay.
Yeah.
And you have identification. You should be okay. And I would,
oh, yeah,
if I
absolutely.
Were you, I would look to see as Wells Fargo, the bank that you already established with in Indiana. Then if you're going to Indiana to get your layaway out, then you just go right to a Wells Fargo and exchange it right there without worrying about transporting it back to New Jersey.
Okay, there's no Wells Fargo's in Indiana. Wells Fargo is not in Indiana.
Yes, there is. There's in Indianapolis.
Okay, well, I'm getting texts right here that say there's no Wells Fargo's in Indianapolis. But if you know, okay. I don't know.
Well, I went online a little while back, and they had Wells Fargo Bank. If I'm not mistaken, they do have Wells Fargo Bank in Indianapolis. So what Ray is saying is that, yeah, that would be ideal if I could just go to the Wells Fargo Bank in Indianapolis and exchange right there, if that at all would be possible. Do you think that would be possible?
Well, you can check with them when you get off this call.
I have no idea. Yeah.
And then you would know for sure.
I know you're supposed to exchange in your zone, and you have a New Jersey address, then that's where you should exchange. I know you're going to have enough money that you can have a private jet and fly all over the U.S. It's only $10,000 coast to coast. And you're going to have way
more than
$10,000.
Do you think it's advisable to fly through like a private jet or whatever they call it, or through regular commercial airline? What would be wrong with flying through a regular commercial airline from Indianapolis? What, are they going to frisk me? I'm still in the United States.
Okay, first of all, currency, you're in the U.S. If you take it through, and we've been telling you guys for years, you can declare it so there's no questions about it. Because if they see it, what are you doing with all this? How much is it? Blah, blah. They'll take you in the back anyway. And you have to do that. But besides the currency part, right now, I'm just talking about the COVID part. I wouldn't even want to be around that. I'm taking a private plane, my money, and I'm getting there and getting done. Not going through all the commercialized and sitting in airports and risking and doing all of that.
I'll tell you something, Tony. I've been taking the cure for the coronavirus from about the beginning of March all the way until now, every single day, without missing one day. So I'm not in the least worried about catching a virus, because I don't think it's possible for me to catch a virus. Or if I would, it would be dead within minutes. I'm taking chlorine dioxide, which costs pennies.
So listen. So we're not doing a COVID conversation right now, all right?
Okay.
What we're doing is people are telling me there is no Wells Fargo in Indiana except for the mortgage division. They says I live in Indianapolis. I had to do an account online. So there's no Wells Fargo banks in Indianapolis. Okay?
Maybe I called the mortgage a couple of years ago. Well, I'm going to definitely verify that. Going to verify that
and call them soon as you get off this call. Call them and then you can confirm it. That way you'll know what your next plan will be.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely. I'm definitely going to do that. What about? Do I have to sign an NDA in Canada?
I'm sure they're going to have them just like we do. They're following mostly everything that we're doing. So I'm sure banks don't want you out there advertising what they gave you, what your interest rate is. They don't want those kind of problems from everybody else.
Right. Okay.
That sounds logical.
Thank you.
Somebody else.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. 325 area code. You are on. 352.
352? Okay.
Okay. 909 area code. You're on. I hope these folks are not just raising their hands.
Do what? Okay, I can't hear you. You're talking.
470? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you, Tony. I can't hear Ray.
Me either. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to ask, since we didn't start by the 25th, does that mean that, like, the groups like the Admiral Groups and Paymasters, they became liquid and we're next in line as far as from, as you stated, maybe later today, tomorrow, to the 1st? Is that how everything following, they become liquid first, and then we'll go ahead and go?
Do you know anybody that's liquid in the Admirals Group?
I don't know. People I know are under NDAs.
Okay. Then let me tell you. No, you don't. Because you're not liquid. And because they're not going liquid until you go liquid. The groups in the internet group are all going at the same time. They're not going days before we do, weeks before we do, anything else. They're not going until we do. They've been promoting that for years, trying to get people to sign up in their group to feel good, and that's not how it's going to work.
Okay.
Now, the fact that some groups have already put theirs in or have SKRs, they're not going to have to go to the bank. They're not going to have to make their 800 number appointments because they've already done that, but they're still going to go liquid the same time we do.
Okay. Well, that was my question. Thank you.
All right. Have a super fantastic day.
You too. You too, Ray, even though I can't hear you.
All right. Thank you.
Right, sir.
Yeah. 605. Well, so you start echoing again. Got a reverb or something going on. Okay. Who we got?
605.
Hello?
Here we go.
My question's been answered. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right.
917.
We'll get you. Hello?
Yes,
go ahead, sir.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yep, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. It's not coming through on my headsets. Hi, thank you, first of all, and God bless everybody that's working on this.
Yes, sir.
Has anyone researched, I talked about this the last and only time I've been on this. I was looking into family offices, which is like you put your trust inside a family office and then there's other things that go on inside it. And it's more protected. But I was looking on the internet for something you mentioned. Now I got to find my calendar. I don't think you get down to me today. It's operational or non-operational foundations. And I couldn't find anything on the internet about it other than operational means that you're paying bills with it and doing other things with it. And so what would you, this for Raymond, is a non-operational just entity that's not doing anything but just sitting with resources inside it.
Okay, the non-operating foundation is the one of choice.
That's the one of choice. Okay. And again, yes. I went on and tried to find information about it. I couldn't find it. Is it a 990PF? I wrote that down one time. It is.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'll use that number next time I search for it. And thank you for your service, guys. God bless
you. You're welcome, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
All right. We're at the bottom half. Time to wrap this up.
All right, guys. I called it miserable Monday. That's just because we're not at the bank, but it's still a great day. We're still going forward. Everybody else is at the bank, which is the exchangers and call centers, and, you know, with the exception of that backward state. But other than that, everybody's ready to go. We're still on the move, doing conference calls this evening. Probably get an update as to exactly what's going on, because they were pretty high over the weekend on this going yesterday, Saturday. I mean, high as, you know, New York, New Jersey, doing calls with Treasury Department, finalizing things. And actually, New York, New Jersey, they actually, I'm telling them right now, but anyway, they actually brought people in from out of the areas and regions and that, trying to get prepared. They're still there. They're putting them up in hotels. They think this thing is still going to go. So it's a good day. We're still heading in the right direction. And even if it took us five more days to the first, we're still right there. It's about to be over with. So be happy. I did hear that CXI and Concord, where you can buy the Dom at, the Vietnam Dom, has closed. They closed their doors on Friday for some reason or another. So I guess that's out. You have to find somewhere else. But other than that, everybody's ready. And like I said, some banks are now letting word leak out to some of their lower level people who are quitting and going, why would I want to stay here when I could go be a millionaire? Doesn't make sense. So they got away with it up to this point. So they need to hurry up and do it before more of them find out, which is to our advantage. So let's let it go. So, guys, after our calls this evening, if it's something pertinent, we'll text it out, tweet it out, ready to put it in the forum, but we'll get it to you. Do a call if we have to. But other than that, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Look towards your future. And I will talk to you Wednesday, if not before. All right, Ray?
All right, folks. Purdue.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Oh, I believe. already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
Whoa.
Conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.